Hoi hoi, we're back, and get ready for another exciting episode of 20% D&D, 80% talking about random shit. Let's roll.
Dude, I saw this thing the other day where this woman is selling pre-chewed food to people who, I guess, have trouble chewing food. Mm-hmm. So she takes a video of her chewing the food, packages it, and then mails it to somebody, and she makes like $20,000 a week.
That's right. But that's so dangerous.
That's like a bacteria minefield.
Yes.
Oh my God, she's gonna kill someone. She's got $20,000 now, but not pretty soon.
She needs insurance.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna insure her.
Would you? I wouldn't insure her.
That's
either.
What I mean. She might need insurance.
But she goes, I need insurance. Well, what do you do for a living? I chew food and spit it into bags and sell it to people.
We're called Mama no. Bird.
That's what I would call
Mama
it.
Bird. Mama Bird. I feel like that's what my OnlyFans foot thing will set me up.
You could.
You should definitely get
you
on
can
some
sell,
foot thing.
You
could
sell the farts in a jar like that one person. Then they had a heart attack because they were farting too much. Did you see that one?
I could go for a run and
no, she didn't die, but she had to stop farting.
Socks.
Yes.
Because she was taking like extra farty things to make her fart more.
Imagine going to the doctor and
strain on her heart.
One more fart could kill her. I don't understand.
One more fart could kill you. Do you understand?
I can't imagine what that was like. I understand it's a lot of money she was making. But, like, I started eating, like, bran cereal just to see, like, maybe I'll get, like, a better whatever. Because I'm getting old. So I was like, I'm going to try it out. I farted so much during the day. I'm like, I can't take it.
Right. I love like, Raisin Bran is such a great
you're just.
Snack.
I was just
it's
sitting working like.
Edible for you.
I was like, this is the worst.
I'm like, I love it. I'm just sitting there in my own stank.
I'm not a particularly farty person. To be, you know, might be surprising, but
yeah.
No, I get that.
I
see that about you.
Mm-hmm. You're not generally farty.
I'm generally not farty, but that 3 days, man. I was just farting constantly. I was like, fuck.
I mean, that's what happens, but Derek.
So I had to stop.
Who?
I got to now, too.
I don't want it for you. It's not that I want it. I don't want it for
you. At least you have a buddy to take two shots with.
Listen, well, yeah, we'll do it at the same
time. You guys can look into each other's eyes.
It's not like I'm happy about it for you. You know what I mean?
Bruce.
Because I'm not.
One more fart.
You're going to die.
Right over the edge.
Did you pick up your wings yet?
No, that's Sunday.
I'm going to get them tomorrow.
Yeah. They're for the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm not going to eat them, though. I'm going to save them. It's called the sun, guys.
I don't like
there's one in that cloud every so often.
I don't see
we're in a house that gets natural sunlight.
He's used to his basement.
I'm in a basement.
Hey, the light's changing!
The world's ending!
Is
that an eclipse?
That was a wild reaction.
But it was like, it was a lot and it was sudden. Even I was like,
it was
what?
All black. I think it was a trick.
Just a cloud.
The Mayans were right. Alright, so.
The Mayans were right.
Back to.
But they were late, but they were right.
They got it eventually. That whole thing was a hoax, too. That was never a thing. The Mayans.
Yeah, they just get a calendar.
The calendar just re. It just goes
they just
back.
Ended it, yeah. Because it's. They didn't need it to go far, that particularly
they're like,
far.
Fuck it.
Well, it's like if you're like, oh, we don't have calendars to 2028 in the Walmart. We're fucking dead. 2027. Like, they didn't order them yet.
You gotta stop at some point. There's sacrifices.
Oh my God, Walmart's predicting the future.
That's the level of that conspiracy.
Every year it ends at 1231.
Why did they end at 2012? Because they were in the 1400s. 34 in the future for them to do this calendar.
They figure that's good enough.
Yeah.
We got time.
We'll get there.
They're not going to be alive.
Just, all right, Michael, that's enough. We got it.
No, I got to keep going because people are going to think the world's going to end. No.
Dude. No one's that dumb.
You're already really... We're
so far ahead.
We're real worried about you guys. Please stop with the calendar shit.
So good.
All right, so you guys are still in this area of mist and darkness. You've...
Glenn asks if anyone needs healing. Anyone need any more healing?
Why,
you
am I?
Some?
Why are you talking like Glenn?
I don't know.
How much do you need?
I could take up to 70.
Oh my god.
It's a lot.
Inject your healing into it.
No, it was pump.
Pump your healing into it.
You want to be pumped, baby?
I'll get you.
Pump me, Poppy.
Anyone else get hit? Did Zod get hit?
I'm good.
Zod. Zod's down 40.
All right, he's going to use 5 charges from his Staff of Healing, which lets him do Mass Cure Wounds. So 3d8 plus your spellcasting modifier for everybody involved here.
Me too.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. 16, 19, spellcasting modifier is... That doesn't look like that. Oh, 10. So what did I say? 19, 29 points of damage. Plus 29 points of healing. For everybody.
Wow. Really?
Hold up. Give me a moment here. I need to get back to where I was.
Give me a minute. Give me a moment. That is how you sound.
Sorry. That's all I got, man. What do you want?
Thank you for the healing.
And then he's going to cast Cure Wounds on Weeblo. 17 more. And then how much more does...
Autumn?
Yeah.
I can take another 40.
<clears throat> 31 points more.
Nice. Thank you, Glenifer.
Thank the staff.
Okay. Thank you, staff.
That's a pretty vicious fight, all considered.
Yeah, I mean, it took a decent amount of damage.
Yeah, it's not a...
You know why, too? Because Weeblo's getting hit, and it was all damage he doesn't resist at all.
That's not why I did it.
I know you didn't, but I'm just saying.
All right. I gotta get a Samsung pad. I can't do this again.
What can we do?
No, nothing. I just can't.
I got the Pixel tablet. I don't think they make them anymore.
The preschool tablet?
No, Pixel.
Pixel. It's
Google. Yeah.
You got a tablet from a preschooler.
Your tablet.
The butcher of sunshine preschool.
I guess this kid doesn't need this tablet anymore.
You don't need the tablet where you're going, kid.
Jesus Christ.
It's dark.
All right.
Then he stomped on him. Like a Snurf Neblin.
God, look at all these Snurf Neblins. They're children.
They love rocks. Stomp on them.
It's obviously...
The rocks are the children.
You can just step on these.
It's obviously an underground gnome. What are you talking about? All right, so as you're trying to... You're getting pretty close to the... to the... God damn it. That got me.
I'll do that to my children.
Well, your children do it to you now all the time. Yeah. Right? Everywhere, right?
That's because of my brother.
Yeah.
I
hate that so much. I hate it.
Why do you have a giant...
I don't know. I don't know what it's doing. I hate it.
Does anyone like that?
No. I mean, at first it was kind of funny, and then once they started doing it in public...
Well, you gotta realize that kids... When kids laugh, when you laugh at a kid...
They're gonna do it.
Yeah.
And, it's gonna happen in public.
Oh, so Nolan plays on my PlayStation name. Mm-hmm. My PlayStation name is Finish Me Poppy. Mm-hmm. Right? Chris. Which, obviously, I made to be funny.
Obviously.
And she's like, what is this? And I was like, kill me.
So
you
he
know?
Made his own like, name, like, he made his own name, Finish Me Son.
What was the name I left on your...
Something terrible.
It was pretty racist.
I don't think it was racist. I think it was vulgar.
Oh, could have been. I either one. But didn't Christina saw it.
Christina saw it.
I can't say. Is that it?
Nah.
All right. But, sorry.
He'll protect anyone's name but his daughter's.
I didn't mean what she said.
I did say M. I did.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So we're getting close.
I'm not gonna say that.
We're not getting close.
I'm trying.
We were getting close, but then something happened, and now we're not.
Yes.
We gotta start over. Yeah.
Kid knocked on the door.
Yeah.
It never happens to guys.
Can I have some water? Shut the fuck up.
The sun goes behind the cloud, and you're... Ah! And
you oh, man, off. I gotta start over. Goddamn Ryan's.
Accidentally turn on the TV. Why is this fucking remote here?
Is that a turn off when you turn off TV in the middle?
Like, I mean, it's distracting.
You turn the TV on.
It takes a moment.
I'm just gonna. I'm trying to, you know, make it last longer.
Keep things going.
Watch Price is Right.
Baseball
for sure.
Did your wife say, "Please don't make things last longer"?
She does.
You can be as quick as you want.
The quicker, the better. Hurts a little.
I'm doing this for you, baby.
I am here for your pleasure. Okay.
No one believes that.
Yeah.
She's like, just get the VibroMasher 3000.
I was listening to... So I've been walking the dogs, and I've just been like scrolling through the episodes and just picking one. And I stumbled upon the one we were talking about, all the scissoring. It was the scissoring wyverns.
Oh, yeah.
I did like the scissoring.
It was like, we had the idea of the sex toy where it has just like fingers or whatever that they would mash in between.
We should really open a sex shop.
We should.
But a conscious sex shop.
It would be like an Apple store because we don't have too many.
Conscious?
I'm a sex shop.
Conscientious.
Come inside of me and come inside of me.
I don't like the sex shop. I'm trying to conscientious, I guess, because we sell safety sex toys.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
I was thinking more like the Apple store of sex toys. We're like, we don't have a lot of products, but we have a high quality.
Mm.
Right? And put them out on tables.
You can try them.
You can try them. Take them in the back.
Would you like to go to our penis bar? Not quite a rhyme, but...
I'll allow it.
All right. So, you're getting closer to the...
temple.
The temple. Where
the nipple of the city.
The Jewish temple.
The Grand Hall of Withering Flora is what it's called. And
you're almost there! Thank you, Glenn.
And as you approach, you are... Excuse me.
Big Dean's gonna vomit.
Bleh!
I would also just leave.
Me too.
Sorry, Dixie. We'll come back.
I'm sorry.
Let me just run down. Come on!
Anything you were afraid of about inviting us is true.
It happened.
It's happening!
You should have kept your house a secret. No one would have blamed you.
I get it.
This is the goddamn fucking.
Have you not read? He hasn't read this part of the book.
No, I just need the
The iPad.
I need the stats because it's a fight.
Another one. We just got to add one.
And that was very brutal.
Oh my god. Don't be babies.
I will smite you up and down.
I don't know if you have any smites left.
I do have
any
smites left, bitch.
She's smiting.
If you stomp a toddler,
I got smites coming out my ass.
You didn't have to add the smite to that stomp. Just
overkill. They don't have much HP.
Very low HP. No. Does not take a lot.
Any second now, Big Bean.
Give me a minute.
Did you finish Fallout?
No, I'm still on episode two.
I still have one more to go. I started to
watch
it.
Is it good?
I started to watch it, and then my wife walks downstairs, and she goes, "This is not appropriate to be watching in the family room." And she switches over to Tell Me Lies, which is like a garbage, like, whatever. But literally every 10 minutes, somebody's fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Like, graphically.
Wait, so why is Fallout not appropriate?
Right. I was like, what are you talking about? You can't watch this in the family.
She just wanted
room.
To watch porn.
Yeah, she was like, this isn't appropriate because I don't want to watch porn.
This is the porn room. Yeah. There's no porn in here.
I was very confused.
Anyway.
I'm not sure where you're drawing this line, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Go give me my Clam Slasher 5000.
Oh.
No, I mean, there is so much sex in that show.
I have 3000.
That I'm tired of seeing these bitches naked. Like, that's how much.
I actually.
That's
so,
a lot of sex.
So I know this sounds weird, but like in Game of Thrones and shows like that, I find that it's distracting from the story, from the plot. Like, it's not necessary.
Unnecessary. No,
it's not.
Yeah. Right?
You didn't like seeing Khaleesi get it from behind.
That's
her name.
That part was.
To be fair, it's a very mixed emotion, right? Because on the one hand,
also
like,
women don't like when you call them Khaleesi when you're pounding over.
Is that right?
Is that true?
Yeah. It is true.
At least the one woman that I
know. The one woman I know. Call it Khaleesi. She gets
on the one hand, nice, and on the other hand, it's like we didn't really need this. Like, yeah.
I mean, in that particular scene, it made sense plot wise. Because she was, like, sold off to this fucking horse lord.
Yeah.
And she was just getting fucking sexed on.
Nailed.
And then she took the power. She turned around and made him, like, lick her.
Like, that
that made sense.
Thing made sense. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because it was, like...
That's fair.
It wasn't just, like, getting pounded and then the next scene happened.
Anyway.
And moving on.
Like, normal sex. And moving on.
I'm gonna go
I was just
going to
say, like it normally does.
Yeah. Now I'm going to put on SpongeBob.
So that's done. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm always having to shit after that phone. So goddamn sexy.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was just trying to fill dead air.
Yeah, yeah.
You great job.
Born from the corrupted magic steeped in the Grand Hall, the verdant Leviathan was once a guardian spirit of Elvenland, nurturing life in harmony. As Falrash's influence spread, it found its essence twisted by despair, turning its purpose from protector to a dark echo of the past. So think of a shambling mound, right? But much, 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 much bigger. And with like flowers that are like dying and some that are still blooming and just a big fucking mess. Smells like garbage.
smells like cliff.
Roll for initiative.
How big is this big?
It is a gargantuan.
Oh, that's much big.
Yeah.
That is much big.
Is that three or four squares?
Four squares, I believe. Or maybe five.
No, I think it's only four.
Didn't bring my...
5e creature size. Yeah, gargantuan's four.
Okay, we're back. So I rolled a 16.
Weeblow got an 8. Glenn got a 6, crushing it.
11.
Weevil got an 8 and Glenn got a 6?
Yeah.
Nice. 11 for Audemon?
No. Dixie.
Oh.
Dixie
got 11. Oh my god.
I almost said my last name.
Audemon got a sweet 6.
Oh my god, we're crushing it.
Your first name and your last name, I just had a flashback because I almost said my last name.
That was the worst one.
Zai got a 16. Well, you said the full name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best.
Man, everyone shit.
Yeah, that was a terrible.
Yeah, that was bad.
Autumn, I got a what?
6.
Wow.
Here, set us up in our normal fight order.
So he goes first.
Ha ha!
The boy one.
It's a boy.
You can't count. It might be a boy. Maybe. Definitely Jewish.
Oh my god.
Circumcised.
Can we call this a fight?
All right, so
you call this a party?
I asked for a lean.
After this, I'm going to get a pastrami sandwich.
Not straight down. Not if there's anything wrong with that.
So his first attack, he is going to do one of his legendary actions, because he's a legendary creature.
Well, that's rude right off the bat.
Huh? Right off the bat. Right off the fucking bat. Because he's dumb. And you need to make a DC 21 Constitution saving throw.
Who?
Jesus.
All of you.
Who?
It's a,
yikes.
It's a cone. A 15...
A cone of silence.
A 15-foot cone.
Fuck.
Yes, well, that doesn't at all. I guess you have to move up.
You moved up.
Fuck.
You move up to be you all.
And...
Nobody made that.
Oh, no? No, not one, no one?
Nope.
Dixie didn't make it. My guys didn't make it. What about you?
I did not make it.
Well, hold on. Don't forget you had four.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. How... Weeblo did not make it.
We're all struggling on this one.
And Glenn did not make it. Nice.
Nobody made it.
That's not good.
Although, if it's a 15-foot code, technically, you would have hit all of us.
But... Shut up. I would have nipped you. 50, which is the average.
50?
Yeah. 50 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That is a legendary action, and he's done. I'm
spent. And I'm spent.
All right. Guess we'll,
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what kind of damage was it?
69.
What kind of damage was it?
Necrotic.
I want the fucking necrotic. All right, Vanta, go scoot around the side and smack the shit out of him.
Always with the necrotic.
That is.
Nice.
We hit, yeah.
Yeah, that's one, because you have advantage.
What's your eight? What's the AC there?
19.
Yeah, that's 20. You hit it. You got both.
Got both. I'm going to get the calculator out.
Yeah, smite that.
Yeah, why don't we do the level 3 smites on there? How many do you got left?
One moment, please. I think I have two, but I just want to check and make sure. Yes, I only used one level 3. I have two more.
All right.
Remember, these are the guys that are leading up to the bad guys.
Take a break.
We'll rest.
We'll find some
take a little break.
37 points of damage.
Okay. He's not dead.
Come on. Alright. Zodli. Clef.
Mm.
Clef.
Yep.
Why don't you scoot him around too so he's not in a line? No, not next to him.
You're going to get, everyone's going to get advantage because he's just jerk.
Well, he's doing the BBs.
Pew!
Pew! Pew!
The sun! It went away! I don't like it.
What kind of hell is this? plus 8, right?
No,
plus 13. Alright, that one hits 21.
21 hits.
And a nat 20.
Oof. Double damage.
Alright, so we'll roll the 2 that do not get doubled.
Oh. Actually, I lied. That wasn't as big as attack.
23 plus. Nice. 18, 26, which is 49. 49 damage.
Nice.
Nice.
Alright, Weeblow will go. He's going to use his. He's going to swap out and use his great axe.
Okay.
That's a hit. Fifth, 16, 36, 42 points of damage.
Okay.
And he's got to make a DC 16.
What?
Constitution save.
He made it. How many points of damage was it?
46, did I say?
Yeah, 46. That's what I remember.
I don't know.
It was 46. All right.
It's dead.
Is it dead?
Come on!
all right. It is Gwen's turn.
A silence on it.
Oh. Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. Glenn, can give me Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give him an advantage. He's going to go put smack it. This great club. Ooh, nat 20.
Ooh, nice.
You're so beautiful, Glennifer.
He gets Divine Strike, so it's 3d8.
Hmm. Good for you.
So 9, 15, so that's 30, 34 points of damage.
Okay.
Pretty good for Glenn.
Yikes.
You guys are killing it.
Is it dead?
You're killing it, not...
Oh my god, is it dead?
Jesus Christ.
I don't think he knows how this works.
Get Auto Man.
Should I cast Fireball?
No.
Okay.
Just go and hit it.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to hit it. That hits.
You did it. Oh, don't forget you can tell me to hit things.
Yes, that's why I went next to you.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to do an 8d8. 8d8. Oh.
What's happening?
35 plus a d10. 38, 40. 40 points of damage. Radiant damage.
To dead?
No.
And then I'm going to use
Wait, is that a spell?
No.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my reaction to tell Weeblow to hit.
Any hits? 4. 17 points of damage.
Yes.
Not bad.
Could have better roll.
Sorry.
That was 1.11 number from a nat 20 again.
Mm.
Sad.
How many points did you say?
14.
17. That's
up. Alright, we're doing it.
Doing it, guys.
Alright, and the monster's stunned, so...
No.
Stunned by how you just fucking wrecked him.
This is so much worse.
No.
I need everyone to make a DC 21 Constitution saving throw.
They're trying to kill us.
Alright, Weeblow is going to use his inspiration token here. Weeblow made it.
Okay, good.
I can't make it.
Why?
Because I have a +0 Constitution.
You're next to her.
If you roll natural 20, though.
Also. I thought that didn't work in checks.
No.
Well, I still didn't make it. And then Zod is...
I'm adding my Constitution modifier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glenn 15. Did not make it.
+15. Mm-hmm. Glenn didn't make it. Weeble made it.
Zod did not make it.
But Zod's far away. How close? It's
30-foot radius.
He's not that far away. Oh, it could be if you want it to be.
Anyone that didn't make it takes 61 points of damage. Anyone that made it takes 30 points of damage.
Thanks. 61?
I'm down.
Yeah. You're down?
I'm down.
Oof. Oof. Getting excited in here.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
We blow hit you.
Oh, God. We blow one.
That's my chance.
I'm going to get him.
I get it.
It counts as 2 criticals. All right, so he's done. That's it. That's what he did. Basically, what happened was this black goop like just poured out of him and got all over you guys.
Gross.
Glad I could present that visual. 30-foot. You know the molasses grounding that happened in that small town? It was kind of like that.
Dixie can't handle just the outright racism to black. Gross.
I didn't.
No, it was Bruce.
I thought it was because of the goop, but apparently.
No, it was the racism.
Sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
Dixie can't handle the racism. She thinks it's too hilarious.
That'll be the title.
Dixie can't handle the racism.
Dixie handling the racism.
All right, yeah, so he's done. So
you right. Can't handle the racism.
Your turn.
You're goddamn right I can't handle the racism. Thank you.
Nat 20.
Yes.
Nice.
And hit.
24, yeah, it's a hit.
Alright, so we can...
Yeah.
I would say apply a slow...
How many smites?
Apply a level 2 smite to the one that hit nat 20, and then just don't do the other one.
And it's a 1 level 2 smite.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be 4d8 plus... So 5... Roll 5d8. And that gives us 20, so doubled is 40. And then you still have a 1d8... Nope. 1d8 is 48. Ooh, 48. 48 plus what? 5 plus 5, so 58.
Wow.
Thank you.
He is looking...
I still have some smites left.
He looks like a big pile of trash, and that's kind of what he looked like before. Okay. Get away from my shit. You're not supposed to look back here. Secret.
Cliff can't read.
Alright.
You forgot.
Never mind. Okay, it is Zod's turn.
He's having a donut. Give him a minute.
You take your time.
Moment, please.
It's all about you.
Take your time.
That hits 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they all hit.
Okay.
Pink pony girl. Pew pew.
24. 33. 40.
He's dead.
Yay!
44. He just collapses into a big puddle of black. The blackest.
Why everyone's looking at him, Weeblo hits Zod. Or hits.
Does he really?
No.
That'd be hilarious. But I mean, it wouldn't kill him because it's too critical.
Yeah.
Just a
little. Dying!
So, yeah, you're down. Don't you guys have potions of healing or anything? Like, you should have potions of healing.
Well, he'll class.
Or protection and whatnot.
He'll cast. He'll cast.
Last.
He'll cast cure wounds on you. I'd cast it, I guess.
Please heal a lot of them.
He'll cast it three times on you. Not the best of rolls.
No.
Would you say the worst?
No. 17 is 46 plus. Oh, well, that's actually.
Near.
Hold on, 46 plus. Fuck. 46. 76. 97 points.
Holy shit, good for you.
Of damage?
Of healing.
Oh. Oh, he's real dead.
Thank you, Glenn.
Super dead.
You're welcome.
So, since the creature's gone, it blocked. The mist is still there, but not as deep.
Not pink.
It wasn't pink. Mm-hmm. Which, horrifying. But you can see off a little bit to the right, there's a small camp where you could probably rest, but you'd have to fight what's there.
Mm. Jesus,
can we see what's there?
You see. Go back to old book.
Whoa!
Old book.
See a bunch of children.
I've seen it at the house. I've seen it in your basement.
Yeah, I'll pass it over in a second.
I've never seen you go into it.
Creepiest thing that anybody's ever said. I've seen it in your basement.
You made me read it.
I said, "No, thank you. No, thank you."
With no context.
Read my D&D book. I have figures and coins. Can you take a look?
Okay.
Tell me
look
what you think coins. About them.
I feel like I'm dying.
I have a collection of D20s.
Do you like my other bag?
I like the other dice! Can I go? Carry home now.
There's no home. This is home.
You can pick a D20.
Dump out the bag of gold.
Stop. Don't you want to have a long rest?
I have a chart here. If we roll D20, see what happens.
Not very good. You see three draconians.
Nah, we'll kill the fuck out of these guys.
Afraid to remember that.
Yeah, if there's one thing we're good about, it's killing draconians. Does my sword, Dragon Slayer sword, work against them?
Yeah, it does.
Here we go. Reblow's fucking ready.
Let's do this.
That means that you need to take out your dragon hammer.
I only have 17 hit points left.
Oh, you should have said something to Glenn. Oh,
yeah. Well, Glenn can heal you real quick.
That's what I call my penis, my dragon hammer.
Does your wife like being referred to as the dragon?
I'm going to slay that dragon. Stop calling it that.
She's like, I'm totally out of it now.
Damn it. All right, maybe next year.
We'll try again.
65 points back.
Thank you.
And okay, so you're going to equip your dragon hammer.
Let's do it.
So your AC is going to go down by, what did we say, 5?
Yeah.
So you have a 22 AC?
Yeah.
21 AC. Okay.
I thought it was a 27.
We got a roll for initiative.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And then, yeah, but when you hit now, you'll do 1d10 plus 3d10. So you'll do 4d10 right off the bat against these guys.
Let's do it.
So you don't even need to apply smite.
Let's do it.
But could we get a surprise round on them?
No, why?
Because we snuck up on them.
Because they're in a camp. I don't think they saw us.
I'm going to stealth it.
Just you?
No.
No, because when the mist opened up, they would have seen you anyway. So I'm not going to give you fucking come on.
Everyone just went, oh shit, oh shit.
What happened to that big pile of trash? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What happened to
Danny? Danny's dead.
Look at all this black goo. This beautiful black goo.
What'd you do to his goo? It's everywhere.
What was your favorite part?
Ormond got a 12. Zod got a 7.
Oh, are we rolling?
I rolled a 19.
16 for Weeblo. 8 for Glenn.
What did you get again? Zod and Ormond?
Fuck. A 12 was Ormond and a 7 was Zod.
Bronta.
18.
Oh.
Well, 19.
Got
first. Thank you.
Money first. She got a 19.
Oh, then gotta roll off.
Roll off.
Roll again. Roll again. No, that fucking sucked.
What'd you get?
2.
I got an 8. So, alright. That's the orc. So they're like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. In guttural common. And the one...
We're part of Dragon Army.
Yeah. We're Dragon Army, dude.
I don't think that's true.
We have insignias. Insignias.
They have Dragon.
The castle just... Work. The castle just dropped us off.
Oh, the one that landed and killed all those people?
No.
Which castle?
Were they people, though?
The floating castle.
Oh. Yeah. Alright, we're gonna kill you anyway.
Oh.
We're kinda hungry.
You do you.
But, so there's no way these guys can hit you. I don't think. I'm pretty sure there's no way.
Well, it's Vonta and Glenn up front.
Let's do it.
So who do you want to run and get an advantage on?
Probably they'd run away from Vonta because they're cowards.
So two to Glenn?
Yeah, and Glenn's kind of weak.
Or two to Weeblo, rather?
Yeah.
And then where's the number two go?
Also, Vonta will take the number two. She's not afraid.
They gang up. They're cowards.
Okay. Oh.
Well then.
So
one gets advantage, but the other two do not. We don't care.
Does a... like a cream on my arm. Mm.
That's what she said.
I got your babe cream on my arm.
Came right out of your donut.
It's a strudel.
Yeah, that's a miss. That's a miss. And the other guys are going to attack. Even with the advantage, I'm pretty sure they're going to miss. Does a...
No.
18 hit.
No. Okay.
That one missed. So...
What time are you rolling? There's only 3 people.
Does a... Jesus Christ, I don't know if this is this my fault. Nope, they all missed.
Yay! Good, Vonta. Advantage on number one.
Phew!
We did fucking great.
It's going to be a fucking disaster.
Great axe. Fucking crusher. Now remember, you have an additional plus 3.
Listen, we're going to have to...
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
Alright, roll twice. With 2 dice.
Which one are you attacking?
Hold on. What do you normally have? A plus?
16. So 19. 11.
Which one are you attacking?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, where are you getting a plus 3 from?
Her great axe is a plus four, not a plus one. Oh. So her attack modifier goes up.
I forgot about that.
What's normally your attack? 11?
Yeah.
So it's 14.
This guy just got blown.
Am I one-handed or two-handed?
You're two-handed. So that was a six.
One to
so
ten
six,
for two hands. 20.
That was a 20.
Plus an additional...
Well, hold on. Does a 20 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, roll again.
Which one are you hitting?
Number one.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely hits.
And then that one hits. So that's 8d10. 48, and then plus 16 is 64.
He basically, you like slice him from navel to nape, or nape to navel.
As you
nipple
do.
To nipple?
Nipple to nipple.
Dust
and
to dust.
He just like, it's like, and the other jerkers are like.
Was it, he tomahawks?
Yeah.
Bone tomahawks.
It's not an 8d10, it's a 66 plus a 3d10.
What?
It's not an 8d10.
What did I roll?
I thought you said 8d10.
Maybe I think it's split in half.
Oh, you're right. It is 6d10.
It's a 6. No, it's a 66 plus a 3d10.
Oh, it's not a 3. I thought you said it was an additional 3d10.
An additional 3d10 if it's a dragon.
Which it
which
is.
Which we said.
Mm-hmm.
But its base damage is 66.
No, it's a...
No, its base damage is a 1d10. It's a great axe.
For two hands.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
My bad. Let me write that down. What is it?
It is 1d8 for one hand and 1d10 for two hands.
It's still a pretty good roll. 37 plus 16. 53.
53? Yeah, he's cut in half.
He's still cut in half. Okay.
He's going tomahawked.
Pretty much.
Not quite as smooth of a slice.
But what's going on here?
It's the sun. The other ones see that and they're like, oh, and
we're out.
Yeah, they're gonna.
They're engaged when we blow.
I know, but they're gonna disengage and run.
But they can't disengage and run.
They can. Not they can run. But they can disengage and walk. We're real sorry.
How far do they move?
It depends on which ones it is. So the one you killed doesn't matter.
All right, and we're back.
And we're back.
The Mac sucked and killed our recording, but we only missed a minute. What happened was Weeblow killed another one of the dragon guys who chased him, and then Automan did the same thing and missed, and is now just standing there.
I got him. He's engaged.
You got him. You got
he's
him
engaged.
Back. Yeah,
that's true.
Now he's not going to run though.
Don't run.
Probably will.
I'll chase you down.
Okay.
What did I say I was doing?
I don't know.
Glennifer was going to do the Sacred Flame.
Slide.
Sacred Flame.
Okay.
That hits.
Okay.
So that.
Wait, isn't Sacred Flame a roll?
It's attack one, right?
No, I think Sacred Flame, I have to roll a check, I think. No? I thought that was.
You might be right. Yeah, Dexterity saving throw, sorry. Okay.
I missed.
Yay! 3d8. Come on. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Radiant. Flame-like radiant damage.
Okay. It's Zod's turn.
All right, Zod's going to hit him.
Figured.
Nat 20.
Yeah, he's dead.
23. 16?
No, 16. Yeah, 16 hits. Sorry.
Yay.
Right, I'll roll the double.
Nice.
24.
Okay. Is that damage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's dead.
Yay!
Yay!
You see him just, he's a little pink puff in the background.
Just like Cliff. He's a little pink puff.
But here's the thing that happens. Here's the cool part. Mm-hmm. Here's the
hold on, how much XP was that?
Hold on.
They were XP draconians? They were filled with XP?
I feel like we're about to die.
Alright, so they all have death throws. So this guy, one guy, I need you guys to make a DC 11 dexterity saving throw.
Just the people next to them?
Just the people next to the one that you killed first. That's who you need to make this saving throw for. There's
which would have been here, right?
Yeah.
So that's Vanta. Yeah, so Vanta, Weeblow, What? DC what?
DC 11.
Woo! Glenn, or Weeblo made it. Alright. And it broke down again, because all our equipment's getting old and shitty. But we all made our dexterity saving
just
throws.
Like us.
Yep.
It needs to go on Zepbound.
Shut up. Okay, so the other one who... the number two... Which would have been the one that...
Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one next to you. I need you to make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw.
Well, he did. I did. I made a 14.
You know, another one.
Another one?
Yeah.
I have to make two dexterity saving throws?
You're going to have to probably make... Well, you'd have to make three if you were near the other guy.
He didn't make that one, then.
All right, so you take 2d6 acid damage. Dissolves in a puddle of acid. 6. Oh, 2 sixes. 12, so you take 14 points of acid damage.
All right. Bullshit, but okay.
But isn't acid... Don't you have resistance? No, it's acid. Oh, well. And who was... You were next to the...
And I am, yeah.
Yeah, so... It disintegrates. You need to make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw.
Made it.
Huh?
Made it.
You're good. All right.
All right, what's their XP then? What we got?
All right, so first the...
First one was 24,000.
25,000.
25,000.
Yeah. You get a whopping 200 XP for one.
Uh-huh.
450 XP for the other.
Uh-huh.
And 450, so you get a total of 1,100 XP for those guys.
All right, divided by 5,220. We are close to leveling up. 192, 790. What'd you say our next thing was?
195.
So close.
But now you have the camp to yourself. And yes. That was a very quick fight, so no one didn't arouse any suspicion.
We didn't let them get away.
Yeah. So I assume you're going to take a long rest?
Si.
Thank God.
Oh, we can take a long rest?
Yeah, that's why you were... That's what okay. I was thinking about. So
yeah, definitely then.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I guess I have to roll for my fucking... Thing back, don't I?
They did leave you a little bit of food. It's a little roast halfling, if you're interested.
Pass.
Ponte, you want that?
I don't want Epstein's babies.
Oh, my God.